With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street stocks have hit the skids as the Commerce Department reports the U.S. economy shrank in the first quarter of the year. The gross domestic product contracted 0.3% January through March, the first such decline in 3 years. President Trump says the economy is still struggling to overcome the negative impact of Biden economic policies. And the president says we haven't seen anything yet. Mr. Trump marking the first 100 days of his second term with a campaign-style rally last evening in Warren, Michigan.
The president declared the start of his second term has been consequential.
In 100 days, we have delivered the most profound change in Washington in nearly 100 years.
He focused a great deal on immigration and border security.
We have achieved the most secure border in American history.
The president also touted his economic policies, even though polls show Americans are worried that the Trump tariffs will lead to higher prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee says some industries may need temporary relief during the Trump tariff transition.
Senator Blackburn says she supports the president's strategy.
President Trump is using tariffs to get people to the negotiating table.
In the short run, however, Blackburn says the battle poses a threat to vital supply chains for industries in her state.
Several areas that are going to need some type of temporary relief.
Blackburn says the goal of the president's tariffs is to reinvigorate U.S. manufacturing, bolster the economy, create higher paying jobs, and eventually lower the cost of living. Bob Agner reporting.
Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan suspended by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. She's accused of helping a man evade federal immigration authorities. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 500 points, the Nasdaq off 347. This is SRN News. Obstetricians are not fleeing pro-life states.
After Roe v. Wade was repealed, many Democrats and abortion advocates predicted that OBGYNs would leave states where abortion bans were enacted, taking their services to more liberal locations. That is not happening. According to a new report in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the number of OBGYNs increased all across the country this last year, but more so in those states with total abortion bans or strong pro-life statutes.
SRN's Michael Harrington. The president still has a lot of work to do, but his administration is pointing to several accomplishments, assessing the first 100 days in office. Among other things, Mr. Trump has signed executive orders to ban males from girls and women's sports teams, and he's asked the Supreme Court to rule against lower courts that have blocked his attempt to remove transgender troops from the military. He's also moved quickly through the government to dismantle diversity, equity, and inclusion. This is SRN News. A suspect linked to an Islamic terror attack in New Orleans that killed 14 people on New Year's Day is under arrest in Iraq.
The suspected ISIS member will be prosecuted under the country's anti-terrorism laws. According to a new report from the National Center for International Judicial Cooperation, the two nations have been working together on the investigation. The driver who plowed into the French Quarter crowds, Shamsuddin Jabbar, was killed by police. The FBI said at the time that the army sergeant from Texas was radicalized as an ISIS supporter. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney's Liberals have fallen short of winning an outright majority in Parliament. The election results emerged today, a day after the party scored a stunning comeback victory. The vote-counting agency Elections Canada finished processing just about all of the ballots. The Liberals could be left just 3 seats shy of a majority. More details at srnnews.com.